Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Ager and here's the news on Sunday the 21st of August 2022. We have several new adapted and constructed scripts this week, including Compact Morse Code, a way to write Morse code in a condensed way devised by Dmytro Lapsionak, Swedish Runes, a way to write Swedish with medieval runes devised by Sven Salvensson, and Gudse, a way to write the Gur languages of West Africa, developed by Wenite Apiu and Babaguino Makareme Akobo. Apologies if I mispronounced any of those names. There are new language pages about Thai Don, a southwestern Thai language spoken in Vietnam, Laos, and China, and Lala Buamu, a Gur language spoken in Bali province, in the Boucle du Mahon region, in the Haute Bassin region of Burkina Faso. There's a new phrases page about Yongbei Zhuang, a variety of Zhuang spoken in the Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region in southern China. There are new numbers pages in Yongbei Zhuang, which we just mentioned, and Thai Dam, a southwestern Thai language spoken in Vietnam, Laos, Thailand, and China. There's an Omniglot blog post entitled Before the Deluge, which is about the word antediluvian and related words, and the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is. Here's a clue. This language is spoken in the far north of Canada. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Judeo-Arabic, a variety of Arabic spoken by Jews in Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia, Lebanon, Yemen, Israel, and the USA. There's a new Celtiadir post about words for waves and related things in Celtic languages. There's an episode of the Celtic Pathways podcast about words for druids and related people. In the adventure in etymology this week, we look at the word phototalmosis, which is a condition involving sneezing when exposed to bright lights, such as the sun, also known as photosneezia or sun sneezing. It's something I suffer from. I made improvements to the Thai Dam language page, and I made a separate page about the Thai Viet script. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at Omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club on Facebook. If you would like to support Omniglot, and you're not doing so already, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omniglot. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.